Hello, this is Brother Bear. I was talking among some of my friends the other day, and they were asking me how bad sin is. I said, well, I got a couple of stories to kind of illustrate the point. When I was growing up, my grandfather told me that if you could come up behind a skunk, take his tail and hold it against his belly, he couldn't spray you. I always wanted to try that and find out for sure. Well, one day, I saw a skunk go under the house. I crawled underneath that crawl space right after him, getting as close to him as I possibly could. All of a sudden, he raised his tail. Yeah, I got it good. Did you know that stuff is yellow and it tastes horrible? I don't think I've ever tasted anything as bad as that was. Well, maybe one other thing. Me, my cousin, and my uncle, he was only 3 years older than I was, we're out walking along the stock tank one day, and we noticed a cow that had been dead about 3 days. She was all swollen and bloated and about ready to pop, and so we placed bets on who would run up and touch her. My uncle ran up there as pretty as you please, and touched her and came back. My cousin ran up there, touched her, and came back. Roland takes off running in a full dead run. He hits a rock about 3 foot in front of the cow and goes head first into the belly of it. Whew. I was laying there gagging. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. Covered of all this slime and yuck. And my cousin and uncle were just over there busting a gut, just laughing as hard as they could. The only thing that saved my life was I was able to roll down into the pond and go under the water. It was horrible. I don't think I've ever seen anything or tasted anything that bad. If sin tastes or smells anything like that, I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm sure glad that we have a Savior who washes us clean. Well, this is Brother Bear. Y'all take care. We'll see you on the backside. Hello, this is Brother Bear again. I was asked to tell the suitcase story, so let's get started. Me and my uncle and cousin were out trapping one night, and we came across one of our traps that had a beautiful bobcat stuck in it. His back leg was in our trap. He was so pretty we didn't want to kill him, but we didn't know how to get him out of the trap without getting bit or clawed or scratched. My uncle said, Roland, go home and get a suitcase. Now, back in those days, suitcases had a hard case on the outside of them. They weren't flimsy and soft like they are today. Went home, and I got a suitcase, and I came back, and I snuck up behind the bobcat. My uncle stood in front of him, swatting and getting his attention. I slipped the suitcase over him, pushed it against his 3 legs. He pulled them inside. We stepped on the trap, and he pulled the 4th one inside. We locked the suitcase, and then we had the suitcase just a-shaking and a-shaking because we had a 75-pound bobcat in it. I didn't want to open it. My uncle didn't want to open it. My cousin didn't want to open it. So what we decided to do is take it on down beside us, side the road. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, we set the suitcase on the side of the road. Pretty soon, there came along an old 56 Chevy, 2 doors Chevrolet. They slowed down, opened the door, grabbed the suitcase, and pulled it inside. The next thing we know, the car went through a fence and ran into a tree. All the doors were opened, all the windows were busted out, and 6 guys took off in 6 different directions. Pretty soon, the bobcat came out going, and walked off. The police report the next day said, found 56 Chevy, engine still running, windows busted out, all the doors open. There was a suitcase open in the middle. Please tell the police if you know anything about this. We weren't about to. The thing about this, the spiritual application about this, is you never know what kind of surprise life will throw you. Even if it throws you a bad time, it's nice to know that God's on your side. This is Brother Bear, signing off. See you later.